Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. We'll start reading there in verse number 4 and give you some thoughts tonight from the Word of God. Philippians 4, verse number 4, the Bible says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." We got a lot to rejoice over, and our blessings ought to outweigh our belly aching. Amen. "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, or be wearied for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Be fearful for nothing." It's a big statement. "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Anybody in here got a mental problem besides me? Amen. We live in a day when We got some things to mess our minds up. But Paul's giving us a good recipe right here to how to help our lives. He says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." You know where you'll find all those characteristics? Right here in the Word of God. Our affections ought to be set on things above, he says in another chapter, not on things of this old earth. And he says, "Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." Father, we thank you, Lord, for this gathering tonight. Thank you for the Word of God, Lord, and God, for the blessings, God, of being able to read in the Word of God and have the Holy Ghost minister to our heart, Lord. And God, help us tonight, Lord, as we try to share these thoughts that you've laid on our heart, God. And may we be a blessing, Lord, God, at the house of God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. We give you all the glory for everything you do for us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm interested in the thought there where he says, "Be careful for nothing." Anxiety and fear is a big thing in the day that we live. There's people today that eat up with anxiety. They live in a state of fear daily. And people having panic attacks. And, boy, I'm telling you, the devil is raging in people's minds and lives today in which we live. Paul and God realize these things. And he tells us, well, just rejoice in the Lord and consider what the Lord is doing in our lives and what he wants to do in our lives. And by prayer and supplication, we need to, and thanksgiving, we need to make our requests be made known unto God. We need a relationship through prayer, and it might help our lives in some areas where we're fearful and anxious about things that's going on. You know, in the day in which we live today, I think there's more anxiety than there's ever been before. We have things today that, I'm telling you, there can be something going on the other side of the world, and it can be broadcast live in my TV. Amen? I'm telling you, I can pull up a news app on my phone and I can see things that's going on the other side of the world in our country. I mean, there's stuff that just bombards us in the day that we live to make us anxious, to make us fearful. God knows all about these things that's going on. He doesn't want the people of God to be bogged down in fear and anxiety. We're supposed to be a rejoicing and a happy people. And if we'll set our affections on things above and let God take care of the things on this old earth right here that's totally out of our control anyway, we worry about things that we have no control over. And let me tell you something. If North Korea gets a nuclear bomb and they shoot it over here and it dissolves this old church right here and all these people right here, we'll just go to heaven in a heartbeat. Amen? There's things that we are fearful about that, hey, let me tell you, God in His Word right here has given us a picture of the last days, and there's some things that's going on that we just might as well just let God take care of it. Amen? And let me say this too. Our children in this day and age. When I grew up, you know, I lived in a home where I didn't worry about paying a light bill. I didn't worry about if there's going to be some food on the table. A lot of time we had gravy and biscuits and fried taters, but there was always something there to eat. But, you know, today, kids today, they've got an avenue. There ain't many kids that hadn't got one of these things right here. They can see things on TV. They can see things on their phone that I didn't have to worry about when I was a kid. There's a level of anxiety in kids today that we didn't experience, us older folks, in our day. Amen? And so we need to teach them not to be terrified, not to get distressed over the things that's going on in this old world today. Trust God. Trust God. We've got to trust Him. He's our help in time of trouble. Amen? And this old world's got its troubles. Amen? It has its troubles. And I'm glad in times of distress and uncertainty, uneasiness, and our worries and our perplexities, and certainly we got problems and troubles. Job said, man, this born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Full of trouble. And so, am I getting anybody depressed? Amen. I'm telling you, friend, tonight there's a lot of things going on in this old world to pressure us. Pressure. And a lot of the pressure we put on ourselves. Amen. We live in a day when lust is out of control. Out of control. We live in a day when we just can't get enough. Materialism. We eat up with materialism. Amen. And we live in a day when it's easy to reach in your pocket and pull out a credit card. You see something over there that you know you just can't afford, but hey, I got some plastic right here that'll get that thing for me. You go in debt with this and that and this and that, and first thing you know, the bills come in. And then what you gonna do? We get in a mess. Fearful times. Anxious times is what I'm talking about. Now, God doesn't want us to be that way. He gives some things in the Word of God to get our minds off of the things that surround us. And He wants to help us with some things. You know, fear and anxiety is nothing new. It's been around a long, long time. Matter of fact, a lot of God's people in the past, in the Old Testament, I think they had to deal with some things. You remember when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden and they realized they were naked and they heard the voice of the Lord God speaking to them. They went and tried to hide themselves. God asked him, said, where are you? He said, I was afraid. And so I went and hid. You see, there's the first mention of fear in the Bible. Adam said, I was afraid. What happened? Sin. Sin. Sin ought to make us afraid. Amen. We ought to fear sin. Well, to guard our lives against sin. Because there is, hey, let me tell you, there is a time when God's going to confront His children about sin. Amen. You can let sin creep into your life, but there's going to be an accounting day. God won't let sin, God won't wink at sin. He'll always confront you about your sin. Not only Adam, these past examples right here, Adam, but what about Abraham? He's the father of our faith. But you know what happened to Abraham? God promised him that He was going to make him a blessing and all the nations of the earth would be blessed through him. He told him, said, all this land right here I'm going to give to you and to your seed. And then a famine came about. A famine came about and Abraham decided to go down to Egypt instead of relying on God. He done built an altar, called upon the Lord. But he went down into Egypt and he found himself fearful down there. He was disobedient. He didn't trust God. He went down there and he began to tell lies to try because he was scared for his life. Obedience. We better be obedient to what God has said in His Word and trust Him. Amen? Jacob and Esau. Jacob the conniver when he cheated Esau out of his birthright. And Isaac was about to die, or Isaac had died. And old Esau says, well, when this morning time is over, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. And he had to flee for his life. Fear has been around a long time. Fear is something we have to deal with. Anxiety is something we have to deal with on a daily basis. And not only that, but Moses. You remember the story of Moses, how he slew the Egyptian? And Pharaoh found out and he had to flee out of fear for his own life. He went back and spent 40 years out in the desert. Elijah, you remember the story about of Elijah? How that he comes on the scene in the Bible, confronts the most wicked king in that day, old Ahab, and how he confronts the prophets of Baal, slays 450 of them, prays and calls fire down from heaven, and then the one little word from Jezebel scared him to death. She said, by this time tomorrow, you're going to be just like them prophets of Baal. And he went to running out of fear for his life. It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. Not only Elijah, but Job. Job was a man that was in the perfect will of God. And some things happened in his life. He said, the thing that I greatly feared has now come to me. Fear. It's something we all have fears. We all have things that we think about and we dread. But I want you to notice something about all these Bible characters right here. If you read the stories, if we read the stories about their fears and about their circumstances, their examples, God was faithful in every one of them's life to be there and get in trouble with them and help them through their troubles. And He'll do the same for His children today. God is an ever-present help in a time of trouble, and we have that promise in the Word of God. So we have nothing, friend. Hey, listen to me. This Word of God is written for you and I to lean upon, to love, and to live our lives by, friend. Jesus loves us. He'll never leave us, and He'll never forsake us. And especially in time of trouble and in time of need. That's a time when He wants to draw nigh to us and help us through our troubles. Let me tell you something. In Deuteronomy chapter number 31, he says this right here in verse 6. He says, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. That's a promise to God's people. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us in time of trouble. But you know what? We've got to trust. We've got to learn to trust Him, haven't we? Amen? There are circumstances that comes in our life, just like these Bible characters right here, when Jesus begins to speak, that's the time when we have to trust. When Elijah found himself running from old Jezebel, he went off and he got in a cave. And he was hid there. He was even wishing for his life to be taken. And you know the story as it goes there, there was a great wind that rent the place, the rocks there, and there was an earthquake, and after the earthquake there was a fire, and after the fire the Bible says there was a small, still voice. And it was the voice of God. If we'll listen in times of trouble, if we'll seek God's face in time of trouble, listen for that small, still voice. Look to the Word of God. Pray as Paul tells us. Hey, seek God. Make your requests known to God. If you need help, hey, there's help available. How many times we go through troubles and fears in our lives when there's help, when God wants to be our help in a time of trouble. But we want to lean on everything else. We want to, hey, we'll listen to Oprah and Dr. Phil and we'll read every crazy book in the world. But God said, look in His Word. There's help in God's Word. Call upon Him in our time of need. Trust Him. Those past examples, you'll find that God has never forsaken any one of His saints. Never. And He never will. But then, it's easy for me to look back into the past, at people's past, and say, well, that was easy. Or I can look at your life and see you go through troubles, and you know, it might not have a whole lot of effect on my fears. But let me tell you something. There's some present experiences in our day and time that we're going to go through. Paul tells us in the last days, perilous times shall come. And I believe if everybody that's ever read the Word of God and studied the Word of God would realize that we are in the last days. We are living in perilous times today. The devil is raging, going about seeking whom he may devour. We need to be on guard. And we need to guard our mind, as Paul said in Philippians 4. Our minds get us in a mess, don't it? Amen. Hey, let me ask you this right now. Have you ever created a scenario in your mind? We're real good at that. Amen. We're real good at creating things that hadn't even happened to us. We spend a lot of time worrying about things. It's just something we've created in our own mind. What if I lose my job? What am I going to do? What if I go in and they don't need me anymore? That happened to me, by the way. Technology put me out of business. What if I lose my job? How am I going to pay my bills? What if? Hey, yeah, you ever have them what ifs to get on you and just keep you awake? What ifs trouble you? What ifs will drive you crazy? Amen. It will. I got a 30-year mortgage on my house. What if my health fails? What am I going to do? What if I lose my job? What if? We do that. We think about it. If God fed the little sparrows today, not one of them fell to the ground without Him noticing it. He's promised us in His Word He'll take care of His children. A lot of scenarios. We'll load our boats up real full. Amen. A lot of times we load ourselves up with stuff. Amen. We go out and we'll spend and spend and spend and spend, and it takes every penny. We live from paycheck to paycheck. And I tell you, boy, we get ourselves in a mess a lot of times. And the more that we run after this old world, the more of them what ifs are going to come about us. What ifs? Create scenarios in our mind. You know, today, you know, the Bible teaches us, I believe, not to worry about tomorrow. There's enough troubles today to worry about. And quit creating stuff in your mind. Amen? Trust the Lord. And live by this Bible right here. God's promised He'll take care of His children. We create scenarios, but I'm glad there's comfort in the Scriptures of the Bible. There's comfort. You can look in Luke chapter number 21. That's a fascinating chapter to me in the Word of God. When Jesus is talking about the end times and He's telling about the things that's going to be taking place in the last days. He speaks about wars and rumors of wars, commotions. He said, be not terrified. In other words, He says, don't worry about it. Iran's about got a nuclear bomb. North Korea's told us they're going to annihilate us. And China's got hundreds of missiles aimed at the United States. Russia's got thousands of nuclear weapons aimed at the United States. But Jesus says, don't be terrified. Don't be terrified. Don't worry about it. I'm in control. He's got it all in control. And he says there'll be great signs from heaven. He says you'll be hated of all men for my name's sake. He says there'll be distress of nations, perplexity, the sea and waves are roaring. Men's hearts will be failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. He says when these things begin to come to pass, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. In other words, there's a better day coming. One of these days, all these troubles and all these things, hey, they're going to be left out. Amen? Because we're leaving out. We're going to a better place one day. We have the promises of God. And I can take comfort looking at all these things that I just read about right here. I'm comforted knowing that my name is written in heaven. And if heaven and earth passes away, I'll be up yonder with Jesus. I have that promise. If you've been born again, you have the same promise. In the Scriptures, I find comfort. In different situations in our day, I find comfort. Paul in Acts 27, there was a storm at sea. Paul was a prisoner. And he makes this statement in the Word of God. All hope was taken away that we should be saved. All hope was taken away. Hope's a wonderful thing, isn't it? I hope everything will be all right tomorrow. I hope everything will be well in your house tomorrow. But you know, Paul was in a situation where he said all hope was gone, that we should be saved. But Paul, after long absence, the Bible says, he came forth, an angel of the Lord, had a word for him. And that word was, Paul, the ship's going down. Not one soul is going to be lost. Not one life is going to be lost. Paul told all of them aboard there, be of good cheer. For I believe God that it's going to be just like He said. You believe God? You believe this word right here is going to be just like He said it? Believe Him. Trust Him. When troubles come, when all hope seems to be gone, that's the time to call on Him. That's the time to trust Him. Whatever He says, it'll be well. In Acts chapter 12, you remember when Herod slew James with a sword? And he saw it pleased the people, and so he took old Peter and put him in prison. And after Easter, he's going to bring him forth and kill him. And you find Peter was between two soldiers chained, realizing that they'd done killed James, and he was next. And what was he doing? Sleeping. That's trusting the Lord, ain't it? That's trusting God. He knew whom he believed, and he knew whom his trust was in, and he knew who his deliverer was. So he just trusted him. Decided he'd just sleep it out. And God delivered him. People was praying for him too. Amen. There's power in prayer. Great power in prayer. We miss out on a lot of peace. We miss out on a lot of blessings because we get slack in prayer. Forget about the blesser. Amen. In Revelation chapter number 1, let me show you something right here. Old John, he was exiled on the Isle of Patmos for his testimony. He was in the Spirit, the Bible says, on the Lord's day. And he began to get a vision and voices from heaven, and he saw the Lord Jesus in His glory. And the Bible says in Revelation 1 and 17, says, when I saw Him, I fell at His feet as dead, and He laid His right hand upon me, saying, fear not. Fear not. I'm the first and the last. I'm He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of death. That's our Lord. He says, fear not. I've got the keys to it all. I've got the keys to it all. He's going to take care of His children. You remember the three Hebrew boys? When they were told by Nebuchadnezzar they wouldn't bow down at his golden image, Nebuchadnezzar. He was furious. He said, boys, I'm going to give y'all one more chance to bow down now. I'm going to cast you in the fiery furnace. You know what they did? They said, we're not careful to answer you about this, O king. For our God, whom we serve, He's able to deliver us from the fire, and He's able to deliver us from you in your hands. But if not, be it known that we're going to serve Him and trust Him anyway. And you know what happened? God didn't just deliver them from the fire. He got in the fire with them. And He'll do the same for you and for me. When you're going through a fiery trial, trust Him. Call upon Him. He'll draw nigh and He'll help His children. Amen. You know what them boys were saying? Not our will, but His will be done. When we get in a fiery trial, that ought to be our prayer. If He decides not to bring us through it, He'll still bring us through it. One way or the other, He's on our side. He may not do things just exactly like I want it done, but He's going to do something because I'm His child. I belong to Him. I believe old Daniel, when he knew that great scheme had been brought about him, and when he knew the law had, the decree had been signed that no man could call upon their God for 30 days, Daniel knew that. But he went on and he done things just like he'd been doing. He went into his house, he opened his windows, and he began to pray. He knew that they were going to cast him in the lion's den, but he had prayed and he had peace, and he trusted his God. God shut the lion's mouth. I take comfort in all these stories. I take comfort in the Scriptures knowing that Jesus loves me just as much as He loved any one of them. He loves His children just as much as all these great Bible characters, these great people of faith. He loves you and me just as much as a child of God. And He'll be there for us too. Fear and anxiety, it's a real thing. But we got a real God that loves us. We got a real God that wants to help us. I want to read you a few little verses now. We'll be closing here shortly in Psalms chapter 34. I want you to mark these verses in your Bible if you don't already have them marked. Psalms 34. And the Bible is full of verses of assurance and comfort. Psalms 34, verse 4, the Bible says, I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. He's able to give peace. They looked upon Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear Him and delivereth them. That's the Word of God. That's a word for you and for me to trust in. Amen. And to lean upon in times of trouble. In Psalms chapter 56 and verse number 3, the Bible says, what time I am afraid. And there'll be times when you're afraid. Amen. There's going to be some times in our life when, it's just natural for us to have fear at some time or another. But He says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. In other words, if something brings fear in my life, I've got somebody on my side that I can trust in, that I can call upon, that I can run to and find a place of refuge in time of trouble. Isn't that wonderful to know? In Psalms 91. Psalms 91, the Bible says this, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth, His truth, His word shall be thy shield and buckler. Notice this down here a little further down. He says in verse 14, because He set His love upon me, therefore I'll deliver him. I'll set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. God wants to get in trouble with you. Amen. He ain't going to leave you alone. He's given us a promise in His Word that He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Isn't that wonderful to know? We don't ever have to feel alone. The past examples, the present experiences, but the promises of God are eternal. We have His Word. This King James Bible right here. Don't ever be led astray from this book. Listen to me now. This book right here is under attack. The devil would love to take this book. He'd love to take this book. There's something come up on my phone. There's a little old news thing on my phone. It said that the lesbian and gay community people had discovered a new book of Leviticus. And that all their same-sex marriages and their same-sex relationships, God, He didn't mean what He said. They found a new book, and it's available to all people that want to live an ungodly abomination of a lifestyle. People in the last days, Paul hit it. He hit the nail on the head when he said, in the last days, people would be turned away from sound doctrine. They'd heap unto themselves teachers having itching ears. And let me tell you something, if you want somebody to tickle your sins, you can find them. Amen? Amen. Sad day that we live in. But Jesus said, I'm talking about eternal promises. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Isaiah said, the grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. I'm glad we got something we can stand on. Amen. I don't have to fear what man can do to me. Matter of fact, Jesus said not to fear what man can do to you, but fear Him who has power to kill both body and soul in hell. How about you? Anxiety. I bet you there's folks sitting right here just worried about something today. Worried to death about something. All of us do. Scenarios come in our mind. I'm telling you, we're good at cooking up something crazy. Amen. We're just going to have to trust the Lord. Because it's all in His hands. Thank God it is in His hands. But I'd sure make a mess out of it. Amen. You would too. All right. I'm done. Appreciate you all being here tonight.